Great win for your team last night. Gehring Club, 4-0 going in, so they'd won some games. Your kids got after it quick. And then let's recap something you just don't see all the time in a kickoff. And I know you and I talked about it the post game last night, where you kick off to begin the game. You won. By the way, you have not lost a coin flip this year yet. Yeah, that's something.
I've been knocking on wood. I haven't said that to anybody, but yeah, we haven't lost a coin flip all year, so that's been working. And so we always defer. And that was something that we worked in practice all week. The Bo Gable kid at returner is dangerous. He's as dangerous as we've seen all year in the return game. And that was something we worked, all week in practice. And, credit Coach Jeremy Young, who's our special teams coordinator, really spotted that on film. And we're a hash kickoff team, so we kick it off a hash, the near hash, and try to corner kick it, as we say. They only put one true returner back, and which was the Bo Gable kid. So we saw some open grass. It was really that simple to the wide side of the field, and we repped it through practice this week, and Gunner literally placed it perfect over there, and Ty Junker did a great job covering the kick. So, we've had a couple of those the last couple of years, and, when you can do that and get the ball right away, that's a huge momentum thing, especially being at home and there on the road. I was really proud how that was executed. Just obviously, as a coach and a team, that feels good when you can execute those things when you work it in practice, and that's not an easy kick. I mean, you got to set up differently, and, we were talking to Gunner all week to, just take your normal steps, line it up how you would normally, and he just executed it to perfection.
Yeah, you scored on that drive. They came back and scored. And then after that, you got on a good drive, led 20-7.5. But by that third quarter, you got the ball first, I'm sure, telling your guys at halftime, let's get out on these guys real quick. And you did that in the third quarter.
Yeah, we scored, obviously, on that. We recovered the kickoff, and then they went down and scored. But, I think the biggest thing, when I was really proud of our guys, is we stayed resilient through that. We knew we were going to be in a tough game. Obviously, it's week five. We knew that Gehring, their season that they've had so far does not surprise us. That's a quality football team, and I was just proud of our guys to stay with it, stay the course, stay disciplined, and we were able to come back and score again. And then there was a few times late in the half where, obviously we felt like we had some shots down the field. We just didn't connect on them. But like I said in the post game, we're going to come back to it. I told the guys at halftime, just because we didn't connect on it initially, we're coming right back to it. And so we were able to do that in the second half, and Miles had a couple really nice catches, and Trent threw some nice deep balls. Trent is just continue to improve in the passing game through the course of his career. He's always had a great arm. That's the luxury when you've had a guy for 3 years. And, obviously Trent and I in this offense, we've been working together for a long time. And you just find things, him and I work together through the week to, come up with a game plan. And we're constantly talking about things that he likes and the things that I'm seeing. And I really think that that's probably the most important thing, between the guy that calls the offense and the quarterback, is having those communications and those conversations, I should say. We were just able to really connect on some things last night. And, further talking with the coaches last night, also a big deal was being able to convert on third down. There was some third down conversions we had to make in the passing game, and we were able to do that. And, so at halftime, we made some adjustments. I was proud of the adjustments we made. The guys adjusted to them. There were some things that we really saw that we liked, and we came back to them. Just because we may not have connected on them the first time around doesn't mean we're not going to come back to them. And, we had to run the option game a little bit more last night, which we work a lot in practice to know that, that's something we got to be able to lean on when they're stacking the box so much. They did a really good job taking away some of the things that we've had success with through the course of 4 weeks. Sometimes it's a little bit more about scheme and what they're doing, and so you got to combat that with the things that we're doing. Tristan had another big game last night on the ground. He scored 3 touchdowns. Lee, as much as they were passing packing it in there. Lee was able to get some carries and get some tough yards for us. It's just nice to be able to sprinkle in Lee, other than just being a blocking fullback, which he does a really good job at, him able to carry the ball. So we were able to get a number of guys involved last night, and we always feel like if we can run the ball effectively, we can take shots down the field. And, you know, I just feel like once our defense got settled in, we really played really solid in the box. Bo Gable and Reese and I in the backfield for Gehring are electric players, and we just really kind of took them out of their run game and forced them to throw the ball. And so I was proud of our secondary and how they played in the back half last night. It just we just played complimentary football last night, and that I think that ultimately was the difference.
Got a chance to get your reserves in there that whole fourth quarter, offense, defense, and I'm really proud of you. Got to be proud of your defensive effort. They had their first teamers in there the whole way in the fourth quarter, and your second team, third string guys in there defensively almost got them stopping on fourth and seven. I mean, they did a dynamite job against that bunch.
I'm really glad you brought that up, Rich. You know, getting in the fourth quarter, the game was in hand, gives us the opportunity to get some of our younger players in. And so, yeah, absolutely. Just like you said, they had to grind out a drive to be able to get in the end zone. And I was really proud of those guys. You want to give – we hope we do a good job giving those guys enough credit. It's a team effort, and maybe a lot of those guys are scout team players and play JV and reserve and freshman games throughout the week, but it's a total team effort. There's no way we're ever going to get ready for varsity games without our players, our developmental players, our younger players, being able to get there in practice and do a good job for it. And I just really feel like our guys – past couple weeks collectively, 9 through 12, our practices have just been more solid. We're getting a lot of guys involved. It's good competition when you got those guys going against our varsity. They may be running the scout team and running plays from a different offense, but it's still blocking and executing and running into the ball and all of those things that matter in the game. So I just really been proud of our team. You know, I say that word a lot, but I mean it. Just our demeanor in practice, and I've been trying to communicate that to our team that you're always going to rise or fall to the level of your training and your practice habits. And I just feel like through the course of the season, but especially mid-season right now, we just really been practicing well, and that's not just the varsity, that's all the players collectively in order to get us ready for Friday nights.
1-0 in the district, Coach, and you try to make it 2-0 at Hastings. Hastings College will be the site. 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday. Hastings picked up their first win of the season, 14-7 over Beatrice last night.
Yeah, Hastings was able to get in the win column last night. They've had a tough schedule this year, and we're not going to sugarcoat it. They were very senior heavy last year, so they have a different makeup of a team this year, but they've continued to improve each and every week. And we've obviously had some recent matchups with them dating back to last season where we faced them in the regular season, and then we were able to get the better end of it in the playoffs in the first round. So the guys are very familiar with Hastings. Hastings is always going to be a great matchup. Coach Shoemaker does a great job down there. I think you just got to throw the record out. They've continued to improve each and every week, but they've played the teams such as Bennington and such, and so their schedule's been tough. They were able to knock off Beatrice last night and get in the win column, so they're going to feel good about themselves, and rightfully so, to be able to get a win. But, I think most importantly, the last couple weeks for sure, we've really tried to send the message that we're really trying to focus on ourselves. Yes, we spend a ton of time preparing for our opponent and being prepared to the fullest. But in the same respect, we got to focus on ourselves and make sure we're continuing to do the things that we need to get better that in our individual periods in practice, through our group periods and team periods. I know it may sound a little boring to the outside ears, but it's true. It's just that those are the things you got to do, and you got to make sure you're doing what you need to do. And then when 7 o'clock hits on Friday, you put it all together, you put the game plan into motion, and give yourself a chance. And ultimately, I was just really proud of our guys last night. It's homecoming week, that's always special. Especially myself being an alum of the school, there's extra pride in the school and the community, and the players know that. And I think that was just a little bit extra in the game last night. We just really did a good job executing, staying resilient through the course of the game. We beat a good team last night, a good team. And the guys need to know that. Our team needs to know that. But now, like we say all the time, it's a new week. It's a new challenge. We'll come in on Monday. We'll watch the film and continue to evaluate and get ourselves, get some things fixed that are continuing to ail us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to keep building on the positives that we're having right now and just keep finding ways to execute on offense and be really stiff on defense in the run game and not give up the big plays and be special on special teams.
Your JV's had a nail biter, I think, last week, and they've got another, I think, road game, North Platte, I think, on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, that season's coming down to the wire as well. It's hard to believe it's going to be week six. And, you know, our JV's have competed hard this year. I've been really proud of our guys, and they've been in every game this year, obviously, and been able to come out on some of them, and then obviously some tough ones, but you just continue to learn at that level. That's what it's all about, is continuing to develop as players, continuing to run our schemes and things like that, our technique and fundamentals. So, yeah, they'll make the road trip to North Platte on Monday and continue through that season. Just really proud of those guys and how they're competing. And then, you know, it's tough to play a JV game on Monday and then come back the next day on Tuesday and practice. But you would never know that from the demeanor and the attitude of our players. They're just tough workers. They're great kids. And so just proud of what we're doing so far. But, you know, we just got, like we always say, stay on the chase. And this is going to be a new week, a new challenge with Hastings coming up.